Real or fake coming up here in just a bit. Ocho, who I'm certain Ocho listens to this station from 6 a.m. to 11. I mean, it feels like it. Listens to it and has some sort of a computer, phone, or something where he can get text in all the time. I'm telling you, hell with that. Scratch that from Pendergast to Johnny Creighton and Santiago, because he'd be hard on their text line as well. So, but he said, I personally think the Texans will be more bend but don't break defense. Listen, there is no chance in hell. Again, if that is the case, that there have been some serious. There is nothing about D'Amico and the talent that they have, Ocho, that says bend but don't break.
Take the drive.
I can't get there with that one, Ocho. Sorry, man.
They got pushed. They got pass rushers all over the place. Corners who they feel comfortable to play on islands. They got a ball hawk in the middle of the field and Bullock. Like that just nothing about them screams bend but don't break. That was that Romeo system.
Yeah, that would be that'd be an interesting approach with what they've got, the personnel they've got.
Deluxe nut package.
Now, there is no doubt, I don't think I would refer to it as a bend don't break, but there is a no doubt that D'Amico Ryans can be multiple in the secondary, because he's going to believe that he can get pressure and or stop the run with his down four. I think he's going to go in the season believing that. So, you know, if you want to call that bend don't break and keep everything in front of you, that's fine. But I think there is I think there's going to be a real pressure element to this squad this year, a real exotic, you know, to this squad this year that's like we had never seen here in Houston.
You got to be thinking anytime you play the Texans, here they come. They're going to be on our ass. Here they go. Mm. And they can do it with blitzing or not blitzing.
You're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us.
That's real. It's really low and creepy when he said that a little bit, too. That was girl six, kind of like, you're gonna get hit real hard if you're coming out and playing with us. That was a little something else. Let's move to real or fake. Text line 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in. I'll make a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. The Cowboys, Clint, still have a shot to make it into the playoffs in the NFC, even without Micah Parsons. Real or fake?
You're
thinking about it.
Yeah, look, I don't know how much not having Micah Parsons changes what the Cowboys are able to do. Let's be honest. They've been really good in the regular season.
Weak ass Cowboys.
I don't know how much that swings. Like, boy, what did you really think the Cowboys had a chance to make a run at a Super Bowl? And now all of a sudden, you don't. I didn't believe that then, and I don't believe it now.
What about just the playoffs here?
What's your point?
Do they have a real chance to get in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you think so?
I think they'll win a bunch of games. I think they'll. You know, they'll be the typical same old Cowboys. They'll be filming videos on Tuesday nights after getting their ass kicked on Monday night, and they're probably going to win a handful of games and sneak into the playoffs and then not scare a damn thing in the playoffs. Yeah, I don't think the Micah Parsons thing is – he is a great player and arguably the best defensive player in the league, don't get me wrong. But just there's – the team he was on doesn't – They've had a lot of great players come and go, and it's been the same song and dance. Yeah. Cornbread, so I'm not there.
Cornbread says fake. Someone on the text line says real. Tyler, real or fake? The Cowboys still have a shot to get to the playoffs even without Micah Parsons.
You know, I'll go real here.
Really?
In the most minute, smallest percentage chance, yes, they have a shot, and I think that's because you got a quarterback in Dak Prescott, and we all know how important the quarterback position is. So I'll give them a very minuscule shot, but not much ones. But I'll say real.
I think fake. They feel like they got a good 4 or 5 wins in them to me.
I'm here for it.
Wouldn't shock anybody.
All right, like I just one. I mean, it just. I know they are used to drama. But this has been over the top, yeah, hell, right? You know what I mean? Like how a team can roll through this. We know off top, they got four games against the Eagles and the Commanders, and the Giants apparently, at least defensively, look better and better. I mean, they've got some weapons, but they've got some weapons that also could just implode at any moment, right? Like, you would think, oh, George Pickens coming up here pairing with CeeDee Lamb. But then it's like, are they really putting forth a group that says this is a place where George Pickens will figure it out with Brian Schottenheimer and all that?
Yeah.
Weird Matt Eberflus as the coordinator. So I'm gonna say fake.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's real. Look, Matt was a really good defensive coordinator. The Cowboys stunk defensively with Micah. And so can Matt turn this thing around and just get 11 dudes playing better than one ultimately? And offensively, they got the weapons. Can they score points? I think they'll score points. I think offensively, it'll be more of the same. So, yeah, look, I think it's real.
Matt Eberflus and Schottenheimer, they're running the show.
Yeah, worse than what's been running the show down there. Clearly, Jerry's been running the show with a bunch of coaches that clearly, you know, let him meddle the entire time.
Yeah. But,
I mean, it can't get, I mean, hell, the one coach they had that won a damn Super Bowl, I mean, not there, won it somewhere else. Hell, he was a mess.
I'm just saying that the blow up factor of these personalities getting away from him is pretty high to me with Schottenheimer and Eberflus and the gang leading the show. We'll
right.
see. All right. Real or fake, Tyler, the gap is officially over in college football. The SEC isn't a cut above the other conferences anymore. Real or fake?
The gap is shrinking.
This is
for
a
sure.
step for you. I mean, you're thinking about it.
The gap is this shrinking.
This was a tough weekend.
Yeah, but, I mean, you still had South Carolina take care of Virginia Tech easily. You still had LSU go in and beat Clemson in their house.
Big win.
I'm going to say fake, but for now. I do see that gap closing,
able to, like, this thing is shrinking.
Yeah, I'm growing.
This isn't like it was before. Real or fake, Clint and the people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, real or fake, the gap is officially over in college football. The SEC isn't a cut above the rest of the conferences anymore. Real or fake, Clint?
I think it's fake.
Okay.
I think the SEC is still the best conference in college football.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Without a doubt for me. And nothing changed it this week.
Yeah, I'm gonna go real here. It feels like to me damn sure the Big Ten is every bit of what the from top to bottom the SEC is. Now the ACC and the Big 12, they're a cut below those other ones, but a lot closer now than you would look at it, man. And we'll talk about this a little bit, but a little bit more, because I know you want to talk about one of your favorite players in college football. We'll do that coming up next. But I mean, what Alabama looked like this weekend, and again, Tyler, this is why for me, it isn't just this weekend. This week, Alabama has not looked like Alabama for, I mean, I think you could even say it at the tail end of Nick, right? And, you know, I mean, Texas, that didn't look great, I mean, at all going in Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State. Those teams have started to really come on. Notre Dame looks like they could play with the top of the SEC, and that was never the case to me. Even their good teams, we saw what Brian Kelly said. I got to get the hell up out of here because I'm not going to be able to compete with those teams. So I don't know, man. I think the gap has, especially with the Big Ten, has completely closed to where it's not just the SEC and then everybody else. I think. Because it used to be at the top, but now, man, those That Alabama one, that was
a doozy. Now that was tough to watch, and that is a hell of a story, by the way. I mean, not only did Alabama get absolutely skull drugged, there's a stat out there, there's a loafing stat out there, and a lack of physicality. And I mean, to think that a Saban coach football team, one of the most physical, one of the most disciplined, one of the most play one play at a time, full speed teams you've ever seen play the game for damn near 20 years, turn around and in 1 year, all of a sudden be a team that is, I think they got loafed 23 times, somebody said. I think that was the phrasing they were using. Unbelievable, yeah. No question. I got to see the Big Ten play somebody, though. I mean, outside Ohio State and Texas, they didn't play a damn soul this weekend. So I got to see what they're about this a little more this year before I can make that call.
All right, yeah, it's been getting tight for a couple of years now. It's been getting tight. All right.